Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The 2020 primary election for Rob Portman's open U.S. Senate seat from Ohio is over a year away, but the field of candidates from both parties is starting to take shape. This week, WVXU's senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the most likely Democratic candidates and the support they're getting. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So right now, who is most likely to run on the Democratic side?
Well, there are no candidates who've actually formally announced their candidacies, but there are two who are clearly at the top of the list. Congressman Tim Ryan of Trumbull County, who's a veteran of the U.S. House, and Dr. Amy Acton, the former Ohio Health Department director who became a household name in the early days of the pandemic for her appearances with Governor DeWine on televised addresses. Ryan hasn't formally announced, but he is really aggressively raising money and building support. Acton, on the other hand, she's left her job at the Columbus Foundation earlier this year to spend some time testing the waters to make a decision about running. So, you know, that's a pretty good sign that she's serious about it.
Well, what tells you that Ryan and Acton are the most serious candidates on the Democratic side? Are we just not hearing from anyone else?
Yeah, we're not hearing from anyone else yet. I mean, there's still plenty of time for other candidates to emerge. But Ryan, you know, has been positioning himself for this ever since Rob Portman, the incumbent, announced that he wasn't going to run for re-election in 2022. He's picked up a lot of support from party regulars and national figures like Hillary Clinton, who still holds a considerable sway among a lot of Democratic voters. One interesting endorsement this week came from Fred Gutenberg, who's become nationally known as a gun control advocate since his 14-year-old daughter, Jamie, was murdered in a mass shooting at a Florida high school in February of 2018. Gutenberg has a lot of family here in Cincinnati, and many of them have become active, too, in the cause of gun control. Gutenberg authored a fundraising letter emailed to Democrats around the state asking them to help Ryan raise at least $150,000 by the end of this month, which is the quarterly deadline for campaign finance reports. Fred Gutenberg's a powerful voice among those who want to see tougher gun laws.
What about Amy Acton? What's she doing?
There's a PAC called the 314 Action Fund, which targets races around the country and helps fund Democratic candidates who come from a scientific background. And they believe it's important to elect people to Congress who understand problems of health care, how to deal with pandemics, climate change, other issues. And that group's top two targets in 2022 are the open Senate seats in Ohio and Pennsylvania. And they're doing everything they can to encourage Acton to run. Of course, she is a scientist, a physician. And they have a Run Amy Run website, and they say they plan to raise $50 million for the 2022 election cycle for all their races around the country where they're going to help candidates. The executive director of that fund told me that Acton, with her healthcare background, is exactly the kind of candidate they'd like to see representing Ohio in the Senate. They'd also like to see Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who is trained in chemistry, run for Ohio governor, but Whaley hasn't committed to that at all. But if you're going to run for statewide office, having organizations like that backing you with a national base of donors is a very good thing.
And why do you think all of this is going on so early? The primary is over a year away.
Candidates have no choice these days. It's either organize early or get left in the dust. Both Ryan and Acton know that the two leading candidates on the Republican side, the former Ohio Republican Party chair, Jane Timken, and former state treasurer, Josh Mandel, are going to be well-funded for both the primary and general election campaigns. It's the only way Democrats can remain competitive in a state that's been trending red.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read more about this topic in Howard's column at WVXU.org.